Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, August 9th. Tesla has made its HEPA filter with bioweapon defense mode standard on new Model Y SUVs produced at the Fremont factory. First introduced in the Model X, Tesla claims that it's powerful enough to protect against a bioweapon attack, and hence the name. Tesla says that it filters 99.97% of fine particulate matter and gaseous pollutants, as well as bacteria, viruses, pollen, and mold spores. Over the last month, Tesla has transitioned the Model Y production to include the new filter. With all the smoke going around the West Coast this summer, last summer, and maybe every summer in the future, this feature will become more desirable as time goes on. Tesla has slashed the targeted size of the planned solar array at Gigafactory Nevada, but the automaker maintains that it will still grow to become the largest in the world. Back in 2017, Tesla announced plans for a giant 70-megawatt rooftop array, and today, with the release of its 2020 impact report, they gave an update on the project. They confirmed that they have deployed 3.2 megawatts on the roof as it stands, but have stopped talking about it in the 70-megawatt figure. They now forecast that the array is going to grow to 24 megawatts by the end of 2022. That's still the largest in the USA, which is nice. The array is a reflection of the difficulties that surround the facility in general. For years, it has stood at 30% completion, and there are no plans to indicate further construction. India is reportedly considering Tesla's proposal to greatly reduce import duties for electric cars, and that would finally enable Tesla to enter the largest democracy in the world. India is known for additional regulations that have slowed foreign automakers from entering. But now, Tesla has been making moves. They've opened an Indian incorporated company, they've been talking with the local governments, and they've been rumored to be looking for a location for the factory. And now, Reuters reports, quote, India is considering slashing import duties on electric cars to as low as 40%, two senior government officials told Reuters, days after Tesla Incorporated appeals for a cut polarized the country's auto industry. Now, the proposal also includes dropping duties from 100% to 60% for EVs that cost more than $40,000. Since Tesla is primarily a luxury brand at the moment, this could be a huge boon to the automaker. Tesla released more details about its effort to deploy large-scale battery recycling, and it claims that they can recover 92% of battery materials with their new process. Tesla has worked with other companies in the past for recycling, but now they claim to have their own. In a small chart, the automaker claims 100% recovery of physical separation, 97% recovery of black mass enrichment, and about 95% recovery during purification. Tesla also argues that its recycling effort will be even better for its own battery cells, manufacturing in-house as the process will be integrated in each site. Tesla says that it has 1,300 tons of nickel, 400 tons of copper, and 80 tons of cobalt that's been recycled in the year 2020. Tesla now has finally confirmed that the Cybertruck has been delayed to 2022. This isn't a surprise to close followers like you and me. Delays have been hinted at a few times. During the release of its second quarter 2021 financial results, Tesla kept the same timeline and only specified that Cybertruck production would start at Gigafactory Texas after the Model Y. Of course, that hasn't happened quite yet. Now the official order page, Tesla has actually changed the footnote to confirm that the configurator will be available when, quote, production nears in 2022. The Cybertruck now joins the Rivian R1T and Lordstown Motors as an electric pickup slated for 2021, but now back to 22. The race continues as GMC Hummer EV is still announced and landing before the end of 2021. General Motors has confirmed that it will start taking reservations for its upcoming Cadillac LYRIQ SUV on September 18th. The LYRIQ is an important vehicle since it's the first to use the GM Ultium powertrain, of course after the GMC Hummer, but that's a 9,000-pound super truck, as they call it, and the Cadillac sedan is a very different audience. Getting back, General Motors says that they are sticking to a starting price under $60,000, confirming that the reservation will be available for a version with a $58,795 MSRP. It's actually a really good price considering the 100 kilowatt-hour battery pack that will get over 300 miles of range. In preparation for its rally debut this coming January, Audi has put its RSQ e-tron through 8 days of endurance testing in the extreme heat of Spain. With the Saudi Arabian Dakar Rally only 6 months away, Audi has begun grueling testing of the new vehicle to ensure that it can endure the race in the extreme heat. This was the third test for the Rally Sport vehicle, and the first to realistically test the conditions near the city of Zaragoza, Spain. Truly, electric vehicles can do anything. LG's battery division, which is called LG Energy Solution, will begin taking public entries for its battery innovation contest. The contest is open to any and all battery topics, but LG is anticipating the more popular topics, such as safety, cycle life, cost, solid-state electrolyte, and next-generation batteries. As the contest is going through universities and research centers, each nominated institution will be granted up to $150,000 annually for continued development of research. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. We also have a YouTube version under the channel Electrek Daily. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.